Buckle up, hockey fans. We have made it. The Stanley Cup Final is upon us, and that means Steele and I have everything that you need to know about gambling, fantasy, and all the picks and info for this Cup Final. We're ready to break it all down on today's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. Happy Friday. Let's get right to it.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You heard the music and you know what time it is. It's time for the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, Big Time Friday edition. Thank you for making us your first listen every single day. You know, Steele and I out here grinding. We're happy for this Cup Final to be upon us, but we're also grateful for our friends at Game Time because today's episode is brought to you by Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code LOCKEDONNHL for $20 off your first purchase. Steele, we've done it, my friend. It might not be the Cup Final that we predicted. Florida Panthers taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. If anyone out there made a futures bet on this, I need to see it. I need the screenshot. I want to know the odds. Speaking of which, Steele and I are going to get to all of our series bets, predictions, Cup Final, everything you need to know, including X factors, how each team got here, and the key to success for each of these squads to lift the most glorious trophy in sports, Steele. We might not agree on everything on today's episode, but I think we can agree that kissing that cup is just the best in sports. Thank you for joining me for another episode, my friend. Happy Friday. Let's dive into it. What are you looking at here? Panthers, plus 105 to lift the cup. Vegas, minus 125. Take it away.
Well, first, happy Friday, but happy birthday to you, Flip. Hey! Happy birthday.
Appreciate
it's that. Gemini season, baby. Yours is on June 2nd. Yeah. Mine's on June 12th. It's summertime. And Stanley Cup finals right around the corner. But yeah, happy birthday to
you, Flip. Brother.
Celebrations for a very wonderful weekend and very exciting weekend as well with the Stanley Cup finals starting. Yep, hockey on the way. Stanley Cup finals, Vegas Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers. Look, I'm looking at this in many, many ways. And, you know, we were starting off with the X factors here.
Hit.
I think with the Vegas Golden Knights, we know who's going to be the stepping out players, Mark Stone and Jack Eichel. Jack Eichel, they're going to continue to do what they do. They've been such big threats and big pieces for the Vegas Golden Knights, especially Mark Stone for a numerous amount of years now. Jack Eichel in his first full season. So they're going to continue to do what they do. But for my X factor, the Vegas Golden Knights, I'm looking to William Karlsson as an X factor in the Stanley Cup finals. He's been tremendous so far. And when you think about William Karlsson in the regular season or just as a fantasy hockey player, he's okay. Like, there's nothing above and beyond with William Karlsson's fantasy value. 15 goals, 55 points. He's a peripheral.
No peripherals.
Yeah, the peripheral stats aren't great. He gets like 150 shots with like 40 blocks, 40 hits. So the peripherals aren't great, but you get 55 points, a few goals in there as well. And, you know, he's one of those guys that he's great when you pick him up off the waiver wire. If you need an extra player here and there, he's one of those guys that is fantastic off the waiver wire. But when you look at him just as a hockey player, he's a hell of a hockey player. And this guy puts on a show, and he's putting on a show of a lifetime every time he's in the playoffs. I'm looking at his career playoff stats. 29 goals, 63 points in 88 games. He's a plus 33. And take this, in 88 games, he only has 8 penalty minutes. This guy stays out of the box. He plays clean hockey. He plays great hockey, and he does everything great that you want out of a depth player. He's got 23 even strength goals, 203 shots, and a 14.3 shooting percentage. Those peripheral stats you don't get in the regular season. He's performing at a playoff level, and this is why Vegas is in the Stanley Cup Finals, because they have depth guys like William Karlsson to step up when the time matters most. And again, just looking at this, he has 10 goals and 14 points in 17 games this postseason. He had 14 goals total the entire regular season, so he's playing at a high professional level right now. He doesn't have any game-winning goals. He doesn't have an overtime goal yet this postseason. But he will be a hero at some point in the Stanley Cup Finals. He's not going to win the Conn Smythe. I don't know what his odds are right now for the Conn Smythe.
He might, but he might.
He will. He can't. He will be a hero at some point in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Steele, nice little segue to, you know, we got to talk a little bit about Conn Smythe when we get to the bets. I almost forgot about that off the top of the show for the tease, but thank you for reeling me back in on that one. It's just one of those times. It's the time of year, right? Like, these unsung heroes are going to have to step up. Also, 9 of his 10 goals this postseason at even strength.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about special teams a lot when I get to keys for success. It's also going to be an X factor for me for the Panthers. I'll get there. Mark Stone for me, X factor, gotta be. And it's an obvious one for sure. You could say the same thing about Aiden Hill and Jack Eichel, but for me, really, it's the captain, because to me, Steele, and hit me with your take, please. His injury factor is very difficult for fantasy. We know this guy has been a bit banged up, but when he's healthy, when I draw up the prototypical gamer of a hockey player, not fantasy value, just like the guy you want to throw over the bench to get it done. Yeah. Mark Stone has got to be right up there. He proves when he's healthy, he is a really effective point producer. 15 points this postseason. To me, if he can get it done and distract from Eichel a little bit, Marchessault's been so hot as well. Barbashev, effective. It might be just too much for this Panthers team to handle offensively.
And you use the perfect word for Mark Stone right there. He's a gamer. He's a leader. He does everything for this Vegas Golden Knights team. And again, you said it right there. When he's healthy and he's in the lineup, he's just one of the best players in the game. He puts the points up. He's physical. He leads. He's great in the defensive zone as a centerman as well. And you get everything out of a guy like Mark Stone. So you wish that, you know, when we talk about fantasy hockey in the regular season, you wish that he doesn't get as injured as much as we've seen. But he's been with Vegas since the beginning now. He's one of the last 6 players from the inaugural season that still remains with the team. He's their captain. He's a leader. And when he's in the lineup, they follow his lead and he gets the job done. So he's been spectacular so far this postseason. Every player so far that's in the Stanley Cup Finals has been spectacular. But we're looking for those X factors. Mark Stone from the Vegas Golden Knights. I've got William Karlsson. Before we move on to the keys for success for both these teams as well as big-time bets, maybe look at some Conn Smythe odds. We'll look at some Stanley Cup final odds as well. Correct series scores predictions moving forward. But let's talk about the X factors for the Florida Panthers real quick before we get to break. My X factor, and I'm going to continue. I'm going with my guns here, who I've been saying for the last 2 rounds for the Florida Panthers. Obviously, when you look at Sergei Bobrovsky and Matthew Tkachuk, those are the Florida Panthers' top 2 guys that have been the top 2 players the entire postseason. But right behind them at number 3 is Sam Bennett. He is the number 3 most important player of the Florida Panthers, in my opinion. He's been fantastic so far, and he's been so important to their playoff run as well. And he showed up in a big way. Maybe too big at some points, and sometimes throughout the postseason, he has 48 minutes in the box so far. So he's been very important, but at times he can hurt his team a little bit because of those penalties that he takes. But nonetheless, 11 points in 15 games. The guy you look to for when you want relentless offensive pressure, you need that physicality, you need that big hit to, you know, change momentum in a game. And you look at the, you know, the second round and third round, took out Matthew Knies, he got out against the Leafs. He got under the skin of Michael Bunting. He took Jakob Slavin out against the Hurricanes in game 4 as well.
He's been a little lucky as well with those.
He has been a little bit lucky about not getting suspended. He's been fined once or twice, so he's been a little bit lucky, but he's played a clean game. The Jakob Slavin was a clean hit. It just caught him right on the button.
If you don't get suspended, that's clean.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
So, to me, he's the third most important. You look at the peripheral stats as well. 55 shots, 62 hits in 7 or in 15 games is just absolutely insane. And he's playing heavy minutes on top of that. You know, I know Florida has had a lot of overtime games, but he's been playing over 21 minutes. And you throw on top of that the heavy minutes with the physicality and, you know, the greasiness of his game, going to the front of the net, in the corners, battling for pucks. It's hard on the body. So to me, he's right there with Matthew Tkachuk, Sergei Bobrovsky behind them as the third most important and an X factor in the Stanley Cup Finals.
This is going to be a battle, I think, Steele, and we're going to get to our predictions very soon. It's just at this point, at how unpredictable this whole path has been, and clearly you got Vegas playing Florida in the final here. I don't need to say much else. And the path that Florida has taken to get here is also just so unpredictable. Let's talk quickly about that right after the break as well with my X factors quickly after the break, because I got two. One of them is a bit of a cop out. You know me, Steele, I got to have a couple of those, but we're not copping out about our friends at Game Time, because today's episode is brought to you by Game Time. Don't be stressed the next time you're going to buy tickets for your favorite event. It's happened to me. I've showed up at the gate. The scanning doesn't work. The QR code doesn't work. You got to scramble and find tickets to your favorite event. You don't want to do that. And with Game Time, you don't have to. Flash deals, last minute tickets, easy to buy and find tickets for every kind of event in your area with images of your actual view from your seat. With the lowest price guarantee and event cancellation protection and even job loss protection, Game Time has your back. And forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. Get flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. With the Game Time guarantee, it means you'll always get the best price and you'll find the best tickets in the same section. If you do, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code LOCKEDONNHL for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply, but make sure you create an account and redeem code LOCKEDONNHL for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
And thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. We are a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. If you missed our last episode, make sure you go check out on the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast YouTube channel with special guest Trey Matthews of the Locked On Devils Podcast. Make sure you're tuning in if you missed that episode. Make sure you're tuning in for this episode where we continue with the Stanley Cup Finals. Game one action on Saturday, June 3rd, 8 p.m. Eastern time. You don't want to miss it. We're breaking down everything you need to know, X factors, keys to success, prediction and previews, Conn Smythe odds, and Stanley Cup series odds as well when we get to big-time bets at the end of the episode. But Flip, real quick, your X factor for the Florida Panthers. Who are you looking towards?
I got two. And both of them are a little bit more angles, if you will, because they're not specific players. Number one, both of these teams' special teams have been very average over the course of this postseason. I looked into it. I think both are near the bottom of the league in both PK efficiency and power play efficiency. So they've been getting it done at 5-on-5. Mm-hmm. And I think it just speaks to some of the huge individual performances that we've seen from both teams. We've talked about that. The 10th best power play in the regular season for the Florida Panthers, and the Vegas Golden Knights had the 17th best penalty kill. So I think for the Panthers, if they want to get this one done, they got to turn it back to how they were scoring on the power play in the regular season and prove that Vegas's PK is maybe one of their weaknesses. Special teams is going to be a key to success as well overall, but Florida's power play for me is a key to their success, X factor for sure. And the second X factor, offense from the defense, Forsling, Ekblad, and Montour, when they were able to get pucks on net and really kind of effectively produce offensively, Florida's been too much to handle. Couple of really step-out seasons, Forsling, especially Montour. He's been great in the postseason as well. At times, you've talked about it, Ekblad, ghost, but then pretty solid. If all three of those guys still can play their game, which might be difficult against the heavy bodies and the banging of Vegas, that's how Florida wins, in my opinion. So that's my second X factor for the Panthers.
Well, we saw how huge they were in the final three games against the Boston Bruins in the first round. Exactly. Brandon Montour especially was just jumping up on every single play as he possibly could think of. And, you know, eventually in game seven got the tying goal with a minute left in game seven to send it to overtime. So they need the defenseman. My keys to success for the Florida Panthers, though, in the Stanley Cup Finals. Number one, Sergei Bobrovsky. That's the key to success right off the bat. Sergei Bobrovsky needs to continue doing what he's done since he's entered into the playoff atmosphere in game four action back against the Boston Bruins in round one as well. So Sergei Bobrovsky needs to continue that success against the Vegas Golden Knights. And the second key to success here for the Panthers, they need to score first and they need to hold on to that lead. They need to hold on tight because that's what they've done so far this postseason as well against the Maple Leafs and again against the Hurricanes. They scored fast. They scored first early on, and they just held on to those leads. It's not like they blew out any of those games against the Leafs or the Hurricanes. It was one-goal games. We've talked about this many times. We talked
for the
about
most how, part, yeah.
Yeah, yeah for the I most part, you. It's been one-goal games. I think it was like 8 out of the last 9 games they played. It was one-goal games. So they score first. They hold on to that lead, and then Sergei Bobrovsky just stands on his head in the crunch time. So those are my successes for the Florida Panthers moving forward in the Stanley Cup Finals.
At this time of year, Steele, it's like I'm usually impressed with teams, you know, paths and how they've gotten it done. These teams deserve a lot of credit, obviously, for I'd say different reasons. Yeah. I think the Golden Knights were obviously kind of not disrespected as much as Florida, you know, has been counted out. I don't think anyone was really buying into Vegas as, you know, a number one team in that division, especially when there was just so much attention around others. And Florida for different reasons. But yeah, like, look, this is it for me. I mentioned the special teams. That's a key to success for sure for both. Is the rest for Bobrovsky, this extra rest, the time that Florida has been able to wait, some would say rust. Are they going to be able to shake it off? I think this is going to, you're going to see this play into the hands of the Florida Panthers. This might be a tease for my prediction in a sec here, but the rest that they've been able to get, this Vegas team is banged up. We know this. Aiden Hill's dealt with injuries as well. I'm not trying to say Aiden Hill is hurt. I'm just saying we know that the veteran goaltender in Bob, one of the things was he going to be able to hang on? Look at Jake Oettinger. He was gassed. He played way too many games this year. I think I read a stat. Jake Oettinger played 80 games this season, postseason and regular, or 81. That's insane. So goalie fatigue at this time of year, especially if you're a goalie like Bobrovsky in his 30s, this is going to matter. So that is a key to success. Will the Florida Panthers be able to use that to their advantage? And lastly, Steele. Wait, I got notes all over here. Hold on. Keys to success. Here we go. Will the grit of the Vegas Golden Knights cancel out that beast mode forecheck that Vegas is or Florida's been able to impose? It's my second key to success. And last, opportunity is knocking here. For Matthew Tkachuk, for Jack Eichel, for some of these young players to not only establish themselves, but to establish their franchises as well. So this might not be a key to success, but who is going to be able to harness this opportunity, Steele? Because realistically, you know Eichel's hungry for it. Tkachuk's hungry for it. Both of these teams can kind of cement themselves and their star players with a Stanley Cup here. And I'm intrigued to see who's going to take that opportunity by the horns.
Very excited for the Stanley Cup Finals. And you know, your key for success for the Vegas Golden Knights goes right hand in hand with my success for the Vegas Golden Knights as well. My number one moving forward in the Stanley Cup Finals for the Vegas Golden Knights is quick breakouts and quick transitions. You know, like you talk about that relentless offensive pressure from the Florida Panthers. The Vegas Golden Knights, to me, like I watched the entire series against the Dallas Stars. They break out of their zone almost flawlessly. They get the puck right away.
Well coached.
They either rip well coached and well leadership as well from Petrangelo and their defensive core. Breakout just to perfection almost every single time. And on top of that, quick transitions in the neutral zone. Time and time again, I saw, especially in that game 6 against the Stars, where they caught the Stars on lousy line chains, or especially in the second period on the extended line change when they're on opposite zones. They caught them on quick transitions in the neutral zone and quick breakouts, and we saw that very successfully from that fourth line of the Vegas Golden Knights. So that's number one. Number two is offensive zone support from their line mates. Time and time again, once they get into the offensive zone, they've got one player deep after the puck, and then the two wingers, forward two and forward three, are able to be aware of what they need to do, whether they need to go against the boards where the puck's going to be, or up the middle. They support each other very, very well in the offensive zone. And that's something that the Florida Panthers do as well. We talk about that relentless offensive zone pressure. So this is, to me, this is, you know, we've got two teams that have never won a Stanley Cup before. It's, you know, Vegas Golden Knights have been in the league for 6 years. Florida Panthers, what, it's been 27 years since they've been in the Stanley Cup Finals for the Florida Panthers.
So,
yeah, it's around that. But this is the first time one of them is going to win a Stanley Cup championship. Mm-hmm. They're going to be able to lift the Stanley Cup. Paul Maurice, Bruce Cassidy, first year with their team as well. So it's very exciting time right now, and I can't wait for game one on Saturday night.
There's just a lot. There is a lot of intriguing storylines headed into the final. You know, the coaching battle, two kind of out of market, smaller market, non-traditional market hockey clubs, which is kind of fun as well. And just very two clubs that have had interesting runs to the cup. Obviously, the Florida Panthers much more so. Let's talk about Conn Smythe quickly right after the break. Our game one big time bets and our predictions for this cup final, my friend.
Can't wait to what you're leaning towards for Vegas Golden Knights and Florida Panthers Stanley Cup Finals. I think we might have some side bet action here for game one.
Oh, yeah.
But thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Make sure you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. We appreciate all the love and support you show us every single day. And make sure you leave a review as well, if possible, on Apple or Spotify. We appreciate all the feedback. Don't be afraid to leave comments on the YouTube channel as well. Flip and I are here always to connect with the listeners every single day. So don't be afraid to talk to us if you have any questions or advice for next year's Fantasy League or for the Stanley Cup Finals. Big time bets though. Game one again, Saturday, June 3rd, 8 o'clock Eastern time in Vegas, or I guess 5 o'clock in Vegas, but 8 o'clock
something like
game
that.
Time Eastern time starts on Saturday, June 3rd. What do you want to do? You want to do game one, big time bets?
Why don't we start? Let's start with our predictions.
Think we'll start with our predictions for.
Go ahead, my friend, if you want, if you don't mind.
Vegas Golden Knights versus Florida Panthers. I got the odds right here for the series correct score.
Oh,
you know, there's some juicy odds right now.
Would you like mine first? It sounds like you're not completely ready here, Stu.
Oh, I know what I've got. I'm just
okay. Fire away, brother.
Fire away. Vegas Golden Knights to win in six games at +500 right now. I'm going with the Vegas Gold. Look, I think I said this the other day that, like, from what we've seen from the Florida Panthers, it might be dumb not to bet on them anymore. But we both did not expect this in the finals to both be Florida and Vegas.
No way.
But with all due respect to Florida at this point, you know, I do sort of want to put my allegiance with the Florida Panthers, but I got to ride with my boy, Jack Eichel. I've been on this guy all season long.
I respect
love this game. I got to continue with my guns where my heart is right now. I think the Vegas Golden Knights, they're both teams are playing phenomenal hockey right now. We're talking about pretty much perfect game, perfect game after games. I'm going Vegas Golden Knights in six games at +500 right now. That's just me. I think a lot of people might go Vegas, but it's tough. It's tough.
It is really tough. And I look, this to me is got seven games written all over it. And I'm just going to take, and you know, maybe I'm drinking too much Kool-Aid around the rest factor for Sergei Bobrovsky.
It's your birthday. It's okay. It's okay.
Appreciate that. But I'm, you know, I am going to buy into it. And I'm going to take the Panthers in seven. Panthers in seven is paying +550. And just very quickly to slide right into the Conn Smythe odds very quickly before we get to our game one bets. Bobrovsky at +200 is the obvious favorite.
Yeah,
that would, if I was going to just, you know, sprinkle a bunch of money, I would probably just go with the betting favorite. But I'd rather dial my bet back and go with either Matthew Tkachuk or, and hit me with your take on this deal, because he has looked really good at times. If Barkov has a bit of a series at +12,000, if you think you're, if you think the Panthers have a good shot and you're on that train, you got to jump all over Barkov at +12,000 right now. At least worth a 10 bet.
It's 10 bucks. If you've got 10 bucks lying around, what, why
dude,
not
did you
at 12,000?
Not see the goal he scored last series? Come on.
I understand that. But if he were to pop off and the Panthers win in the Stanley Cup Finals, if he were to pop off and have a great series, I still think that goes to Bobrovsky. if it doesn't go to Bobrovsky, I still think it goes to Tkachuk. Okay. So okay. I understand right. if you got $10 lying
for the
around,
value, though.
It.
But I,
yeah,
I
for the
appreciate
value,
you
it's 12,000. I appreciate that. But I think no matter what, it goes to Bobrovsky. I'm look. Jack Eichel plus 400 because I've got Vegas, so I'm looking at the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah,
right
you
got
to go with
Eichel at plus 400 is the easy one for me if they win this.
Your boy,
I think Mark
Carlson
Stone, Mark plus Stone at plus 2,000. You're talking about if someone has a
yeah.
great series.
Yeah.
If Mark Stone has a great series. Could easily see him at plus 2,000. But yeah,
plus
William Carlson
12,000 though for Barkov. That's worth
a
tenner.
I know
that's
worth
a tenner.
It's worth a tenner.
What does that pay? Because you know me with math. What does that pay?
Let's see, ten bucks,
please. $1,200. I'm doing that.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Might as well. I just don't know if it hits. But getting back to big time bets, game one action,
hitting.
Saturday night, June 3rd, big time bets. Mm-hmm. I'll just rattle off all three of my picks here, Flip.
Please.
And this is where I think you and I are going to have a little bit of side bet action. I don't know
even
where
more
you're thinking for the Stanley Cup Finals game one. Let me just get up the odds right here. First pick of the night. Florida Panthers, Golden Knights, over 5.5 at minus 188 right now. I'm going with the over. I know you said the Florida Panthers getting this rest is going to be great for them. I think it is going to be great for Sergei Bobrovsky. Now, you know, they're going to Vegas. You talked about when teams go to Vegas, how it gets a little bit, it's a little different than being on the road in another city.
I'd say
Florida Panthers in Vegas. I think it's over the number. I think it's a big win for the Vegas Golden Knights in game one at home.
Okay.
I think 4-2, 5-2. I think Sergei Bobrovsky's still going to play great, but he's going to allow some goals in that are just unstoppable.
Okay.
Over five and a half at minus 188 first pick. Second pick, Jonathan Marchessault, first goal scorer, plus 1,200
like
right now.
Yeah, that's juicy.
He's been on fire. I like
he
that second
been.
Line with him on it. First goal scorer. I usually don't do first goal scorer, but I'm feeling Jonathan Marchessault for game one. He's just been the puck's been following him all over the ice.
Mm-hmm.
And my lock of the night, Vegas money line, minus 130. That's the lock of the night.
Well, aside from your total, I think you and I are thinking the same way, because as much as I'm taking Panthers in seven, I think Vegas takes game one.
Yeah.
I actually think as much as the rest plays into Bobrovsky's hands, it might hurt this young and confident Panthers team who should be just back out there on the ice ready to go.
Yeah.
This rest might actually hinder them, where Vegas, you know, kind of seasoned vets for the most part. Even Eichel, who is in his first postseason, he's looked confident. So I'm going to be riding with Vegas on the money line. That's my lock of the night as well, Steele. I know I'm going Panthers-Vegas back and forth here, but hey, we're trying to get this money. Second bet, I'm going to tease it up to 6.5, and I actually think it's going to stay under. I think you're going to see a lot of nerves from some of the guys on both sides of the team, both sides of the puck, who haven't been there, most likely Aiden Hill in the cage. But I think that's actually going to bring more of a defensive game to things. And tight sticks up front. That's how I'm taking it, Steele, but right on your side with the Marchessault angle. And I'm going to cop out completely and take the Marchessault anytime point. You're going to have to pay a lot of juice. It's not going to be a great odd. Add it to your same game parlay. I think he's going to be key in this series again, Steele, and he's just one of those sneaky good players that is obviously feeling it. And so give me Marchessault anytime point. I think you and I are both on that train pretty hard.
Well, I'm fine with this then. We just need 6 goals in the game. I've got over 5.5.
Okay.
You've got under 6.5.
Love it.
4-2 Vegas win. That's exactly what you and I are praying for with this same game.
Yes,
Steele. These other three picks. I absolutely love it. Game one action of the Stanley Cup Finals. Saturday, June 3rd, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Can't wait to watch game one, Vegas Golden Knights, Florida Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be one hell of a series. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Make sure tuning in Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time is when you can find all of our episodes. Hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. We appreciate all the love, all the support you show us every single day. Enjoy your weekend out there. Get hyped and excited for game one Stanley Cup Final action. And we shall see you back here again on Monday.